thing about the neighborhood is that we have lots of friends in it.
Helen, Kai, and Jacob is both of our friends, and Kai is both of our friends, and Joe is one of our friends. Oh, and there's another kid that's my friend. His name is Chris.
We play outside and we play army men. I pretend the tanks are the swing sets.
My favorite part about the neighborhood is because we have nice neighbors.
The house we live in now is great. It's beautiful. It's traditional style architecture. It's four bedrooms and the hardwood floors, and it looks like the Thomas Kincaid when it's all lit up at night. And it's really quiet, and there's lots of trees. It's kind of off the beaten path. It's not somewhere that people normally go. They wouldn't know my subdivision was here unless they're actually looking for it. At the same time, it's right off a major road, and it's really close to Bridge Mill, which is this gigantic neighborhood that everybody knows, and there's all this shopping next to it. So it's a really convenient location, but it's also nice because it's kind of off away from that. And when people ask where I live, I tell them I live off of Sixes Road. And they say, do you live in Bridge Mill? And I say, absolutely not. You know, I don't want to live in Bridge Mill. I don't want to be associated with Bridge Mill because that's not what my neighborhood's like, and that's not what my values are like. I never actually wanted my kids to grow up in a subdivision. I've always had this utopian concept of what it would be, the great childhood that I could give my kids, and that would be that they would come home at the end of the afternoon and they'd be covered in chiggers and mud and would have been running around and in the creeks and the woods and have this great idealistic childhood. And instead, the truth is that they live in the subdivision where you go and ride your scooter in the driveway or at the end of the cul-de-sac, and you might go play baseball in the front yard, but you know they spend most of their time on the swing set in the backyard, or they're over at the neighbor's house at playing video games. But it's a nice neighborhood, and they've been really happy in this neighborhood, and my kids love it.
Now our mom and dad have divorced, so our dog is living with our dad, so it was our parent, and the cat is going to live with us. And maybe someday, if we be able to be good enough to get a puppy, we'll get one. We're going to be living in this house until we find a house to live at, and plus when our house is sold.
It's hard balancing how you define home in your dreams and the way reality defines home. I'm a single mom, and home is the one place that I always want to be, and yet rarely am. I have to work, so I want to live close to my job and not spend an hour commuting. And I want to live near where my kids go to school, because it'd be nice to be able to hop in on my lunch break and eat lunch with them, or read a story to their class and be involved. And there's just so many needs. And it's so frustrating because it seems that a subdivision or a planned development community, it's the only way to come close to meeting all of those needs.
I hope we move in the house near our friends so that way we can still play with them.
My kids have defined home by this house that we live in now, and the subdivision that we live in, and the neighbors that we know. And we've really only lived here about 3 years, but they're young enough that this is what they remember, and this is what I'm afraid they will always define home as. Before we moved into this house, we lived in this neighborhood that the socioeconomic level was a lot different. It was a little bit lower, and it didn't feel safe.
The reason why we moved from our old house is because some teenagers were not very smart about our house. They weren't being nice. Some of them had eggs, and they threw eggs at our house. So we moved to this house, and it's really nice. We don't have any bad neighbors.
I've gone out looking at houses. I've gone out driving around. I kind of know different areas that I see potential as being a comfortable place for us to live. And I'm not really sure what I look for, but it's so far I have not found home. I like, I guess, a home that feels like it's established, like it's a part of the landscape, like it belongs there. It's silly, the things, you know, you want a neighborhood where if you ordered something and it got delivered while you were at work, the postman could leave the package on your front porch, and you know that nobody's going to steal it.
I hope we move somewhere in Bridge Mill because we'll have a giant swimming pool there, and my friend Matthew will be there.
Well, if we if
if we had enough money, I would hope, and we couldn't find any other kind of house, I hope to get a motor home. It's like my dream house.
I guess it says a lot about what our house right now is like and the neighborhood is like, because we put our house on the market and it sold in less than 2 weeks, and it sold for full asking price, which is just unheard of, especially the time of year that it went on the market. So right now I'm freaking out. I thought it would take a couple of months to sell the house, and I thought I had time to look around and find a good replacement. But right now it looks like we're probably going to end up renting, and that's pretty scary too, because I feel like I'm mom. It's my job to make a home for my kids, and I don't know where we're going. I need more time, because once we buy a house and settle in, I want that to be home. I don't want my kids to dread moving all the time. I don't want them to keep switching schools. I don't want them to have to keep getting to know a new neighborhood and new neighbors. I want to be settled in. I want to feel like I'm at home. I want to feel safe. It's scary. It's hard. The kids have defined home by this house and this subdivision and these neighbors. I just can't afford the house on my own, and that hurts. It's very frustrating.
When we move, I'm going to be so sad. I may be crying.